This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The levee breach in Davenport is on the minds of city leaders in Burlington as crews continue to work to protect the downtown from the rising river. Assistant City Manager Nick McGregor says the city's permanent flood wall protects the downtown from the river rising to nearly 23 feet. With the river expected to top 23 feet tonight and continue rising, crews have spent the day installing extensions that reach 28 feet. McGregor says there are also large barricades in place to the north and the south of the flood wall, protecting land the flood wall does not cover. He says these are the same types of barricades that Davenport used.
They had one HESCO barrier, and I think just the sheer weight of the water pushed it open. They'd been sitting there for a while, too, but we have two on the bottom and then one on top, so we have, you know, we have three times the mass.
McGregor says city staff will reevaluate the barriers and the flood wall in the morning to determine if additional flood protection is needed. He says the city is limiting parking near the riverfront and shut down access to a portion of Front Street. McGregor says that's being done in case the river pushes wastewater back up through the city's sewer system and up through some downtown manholes. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.